Grenada, Carasu and Petite Martinique have something for everyone. The sun is shining, the rich scent of spice fills the air and wherever you look, tropical fruit hangs from trees, brightly colored flowers bloom and lush rainforest stretches for miles. It can only be Grenada. Yet despite this allure, this Caribbean jewel remains unspoiled and uncrowded while offering so much for visitors to see and do. And the nightlife's lively too. You know the beaches you see on postcards with powdery white sand fringed by palm trees and lapped by blue, crystalline waters? That's Grenada. And there are 40 to choose from. Grand Anse is probably the most famous, 3 full miles of beauty that offer kayaking, snorkeling and even diving. Mornay Rouge Beach is so gorgeous it was once a closely guarded secret known only to locals, while Magazine Beach on the southern coast boasts golden sands and idyllic views too. There are beautiful waterfalls all over Grenada that are well worth visiting. Mount Carmel and Annandale are two of the easiest to get to, while the Seven Sisters, 7 cascading waterfalls, are worth the hour or so it takes to hike to them. Just 90 minutes away by boat, or 20 minutes by plane, is Carasu, or the Isle of Reefs. It boasts a dynamic culture, steeped in traditions such as boat building, string band music and the unique village Maroon, where the community comes together to share traditional food and honor their ancestors. Go there for incredible diving, beautiful beaches and to join in their many celebrations. Join the Carasu Regatta, the longest-running regatta in the Caribbean. If you think Carasu is off the beaten track, wait till you discover the third of the trio of islands, Petite Martinique. Only accessible by boat, it's home to just 900 people and also a haven for diving, fine beaches and tradition. Hike up the Piton, swim at Mong Beach or sail, surf and snorkel at Sanchez Beach. And don't miss the opportunity to witness a traditional wedding, boat launch or the Whitsuntide Regatta Festival. Like its sister islands, Grenada loves a party. The biggest is August's Spicemas, when soca and calypso music can be heard all over the island. In May, comes the Chocolate Festival, where you can learn about the humble cocoa beans' journey from tree to bar and even make your own. Also in May is the Dive and Conservation Festival, which highlights the island's conservation efforts, including coral reef and mangrove restoration, and where visitors can participate in beach cleanups, bird and turtle watching. Recently named the first ever culinary capital by the World Food Travel Association, Grenada is a country for serious foodies. Go on a culinary safari by taking one of the many food and drink tours available and make sure you try the national dish, oil down, a delicious combination of chicken and pig tails with vegetables and dumplings in seasoned coconut milk. Visit a spice plantation, tour a chocolate factory or be guided around the River Antoine Rum Distillery, the oldest water-powered distillery in the Caribbean. Hike through the verdant rainforest discovering sulfur springs, blow holes and intriguing rock formations. Jump on an ATV or dune buggy for an off-road adventure or take to the water for some snorkeling, kayaking or paddling. Scuba enthusiasts will be in heaven thanks to Grenada's unique array of reefs, walls and shipwrecks, including the largest in the Caribbean, the Bianca Sea, which sank in 1961. It's also home to the world's first underwater sculpture park. Then there's sailing. Grenada was recently named the Caribbean's Yachting Destination of the Year for 2023 thanks to its 8 world-class marinas and the internationally respected Grenada Sailing Week. So charter a boat to see the island at its best.